in a cabin or maybe in your own home, and as you're just doing your thing, you spot an insect on the wall. And for some of us, it doesn't matter how big that insect is, right? Many of us have different philosophies of what to do next. Some of us let them be, living their best, buggiest life. Some of us grab a Kleenex or piece of toilet paper and we smush it. Some of us call out to someone in the house to come take care of it for us. And then there are those of us that will go to the kitchen, to the cupboard, take out a cup, trap it, and release it back into the wild. I wish I could say confidently that I'm a cup person. But I must confess, 70% of the time I am the smusher. And 30% just let it live. And on only a few occasions have I gotten the cup. It's usually because I'm with someone that says, "Can you get a cup?" However, in Genesis, the Bible is clear that God is the maker of all creation. God brought forth every living thing. In the beginning, out of the dark waters of chaos, God gave birth to creation. Separately and with intention, God creates plants and birds, wild animals, every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth or our walls. Humankind finds itself within that list, not of more value or less value, but within the list. However, humankind also has a responsibility to play. They have been set aside to tend to creation, to the land, to the animals, even the creeping things that creep on the earth with God. And here is the first image we are presented of the image of shalom. And while shalom is often translated peace, it could also be translated, and I think more faithfully, comprehensive well-being. There is an understanding of life together, and that everything is taken care of. Everything has what it needs to survive, and humankind is tasked with keeping that balanced and keeping and honoring that relationship. It would not be a stretch to say that theologically, this is what God is all about. Communal well-being for all. Not just for humans, but creation itself, which appears as an important character in Scripture. In Isaiah chapter 55, it says, "For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace." Shalom is used there. "The mountains and hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Creation rejoices. Creation gives God glory. You may be wondering why that creation is doing this in Isaiah 55. Well, verse 1 says, "Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. Anyone, if you have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without price and without money." In other words, creation is rejoicing with the people who were thirsty and now have something to drink. Creation is rejoicing because those who are hungry can eat without price or debt. We are not humans against nature or creation, but we together are partners. We need the land, and the land needs us. The book of Leviticus contains stories and more commandments that Moses brings down from the mountain. And at this time, the Israelites have been camping by Mount Sinai for a year and 2 months. And each commandment is for a time when they will enter the promised land. So they are beginning to envision what God, to envision with God how they will organize a way of life as God desires. And the year of Jubilee mentioned in this morning's reading establishes a moment in the future when both God's people and God's creation return to shalom no matter where they are in life. All the land will be returned to the original owners. People will not cheat a neighbor by selling too high or buying too low. They will pay fair prices, and anyone who was in slavery and servitude would be set free. The year of Jubilee is not just for God's people, but for God's creation. The land itself, which has secured and fed God's people, needs to rest. And God reminds them in verse 23, "The land shall not be sold perpetually, for the land is God's. With me, you are but immigrants and tenants on the land. Throughout the land that you hold, you shall provide for its redemption." So God envisions moments in time when God's land is tired, overworked, maybe even sick from those who are tending to it, and instructs God's people, it's your responsibility, it has been your responsibility, to provide for its redemption. You need to do something. I'll never forget the time I was on a mission trip in the Bahamas doing hurricane relief, which, by the way, is a difficult sell when you need financial help to go to the Bahamas. People are like, really? Bahamas? Yeah, it's calling us. But the truth is, the resorts are beautiful, but if you travel to the other side of the islands, for us, the island of Eleuthera, there is overwhelming amount of poverty. And so when hurricane season came, as it comes every year, houses have major roof damage, flooding, and other things. When we weren't working, we were able to go to the beach, and there was this day that I will never forget. Our local site coordinator joined us for a swim, along with a local high school student that had gotten in trouble with the law and needed some community service hours. And while we were swimming, that student dove down in the water and pulled up a sand dollar. He held it up high, and all of us pasty Ohioans oohed and awed. And then just like that, he broke it in half. And he laughed. No sooner did he break it than our site coordinator grabbed him by the arms, demanding to know why he just did that. Slightly embarrassed by the scene, he said, "God gave me the power over it. I can do what I want." I am mindful that today is the day after Earth Day. I'm also mindful that just a three-hour drive northeast will put you in East Palestine, Ohio, where on February 3rd of this year, a train derailed, spilling vinyl chloride, hydrogen chloride, and ethohexyl acrylate into the air, soil, and water. The controlled burn of the vinyl chloride resulted in dioxins raining down on East Palestine and downwind. And after a 24-hour duration, residents were told they could safely return after the controlled burn. Subsequently, dioxins were detected in East Palestine. Mistakes happen, but this was not a mistake. It was a calculated risk to make excessive profits or keep people and the environment safe. And even though Norfolk Southern made $12.5 billion in profit last year, they did not invest in safety, including a braking system that has been around since the Civil War. And now a town, its people, and its land are in questionable health. No matter how many politicians or celebrities drink the water, we have seen this story played out way too many times. I can do what I want. I can pollute, I can ignore the needs of people and the environment. This is not living God shalom. In fact, because of that, we all will face consequences. The boy snapped the sand dollar in two, and he laughed. I can do what I want. And our site coordinator, who had this tremendous faith, said, without the sand dollar and all of this, you could not live. When we talk about justice in the church, it's not about what someone deserves, like going to jail or punishment. God's justice is about what someone needs. It is about restorative justice, not punitive justice. Justice for one thing is really justice for all of us, since we are all a part of creation. And the boy, maybe for the first time in his entire life, realized that he had a responsibility to the world around him. And oddly enough, in the following days, I sensed a change in him. He took on more leadership at the work site. He was overly kind. He was eager to help with the most menial tasks. I even saw him picking up trash on the side of the road. You shall provide for the redemption of the land. God invites the Israelites to envision a jubilee year where God's land is tired, overworked, maybe even sick or poisoned by those who are on it. And tells them it's your responsibility. It's your responsibility to provide for the redemption of the land. Here at Grace, we have been doing something. We recycle not just plastics and cardboard, but also empty ink cartridges. We have a paper recycling bin just outside in the parking lot. And thanks to business affairs, we are changing the lights to be LED and more efficient, both for the lighting and for the fixtures itself. We are planting trees where old ones have fallen down. And before we plant trees, we consult lists to make sure that they're sustainable for this region. Some of us read the book Climate Church by Jim Antel, thinking theologically about how our church is being called to work on behalf of the environment. These are some of the ways we are providing for redemption to the land. And even right now, we're discussing ways that we could reduce how much we mow, perhaps restoring some of our land back to wildflowers or something like that. Redemption of the land. This morning, however, I do have a challenge for you in regards to East Palestine. It's not enough to talk about these things or pray, but I firmly believe we as Christians have been given a voice to speak out and to put our prayers into action. So I challenge you this week. First, both senators from Ohio have actually come together to introduce the Railway Safety Act of 2023, establishing new safety standards for trains carrying hazardous material. Whoa. Can we just say they came together. That's great. Hallelujah. Yeah. And so I encourage you to call both senators and say thank you for using their power to make it safer for our people and our planet. And if you have any other complaints, you can voice them then. But please thank them first, because public policy matters. Using political power responsibly matters. Second, call and thank the governor for supporting the $13.5 billion state transportation budget that will help with railway safety. And lastly, Norfolk Southern Railroad needs to hear that they have a responsibility to provide for the redemption of the land, which includes a moral obligation to pay for medical interventions and personal and business losses of all East Palestine residents. Again, justice is not about punishment, right? but giving people what they need to live and giving creation what it needs to thrive. So maybe this week, just for this week, consider going to your kitchen, getting a cup, going back to that bug, capture it, and redeem it to its home. And if you promise, I will as well. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.